A good morning. Six 12, Brock Hunter. I don't know why that made me laugh. It was funny.
That's from when you're at Mario 64. When you put the controller down for about 10 minutes, he'll say that to you.
Ooh, I'm tired.
And then he'll lay down and start snoozing.
Wasn't expecting that. Well, it just threw me off a little bit. Anyway, good morning, everybody. The Plan B Morning Show. Let's do it. Your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
You know, sometimes people try to be trendy in the weirdest ways, all right? Mm-hmm. It's some hoity-toity people or whoever, the next TikTok star, they try and do things to be trendy or edgy or what have you. Anyway, that's why I bring up that because of this story. A new trendy restaurant food is squirrel meat. The New York Post just did a big write-up on how the hottest new delicacy at restaurants is squirrel meat. Now, this is just big in the UK right now. Plenty of hunters eat squirrel meat, but it's not something you see on a lot of restaurant menus. People in the UK are seeing it more and more, though, and they're not eating their own squirrels. They're eating our squirrels. The North American gray squirrel is considered an invasive species over there, so killing and eating them is encouraged.
I just always thought it's not a lot of meat, you know? I mean, there's other animals out there and things that... I don't know.
Maybe that's why it's fancy, because it's kind of like when you get that little tiny bird, you know, whatever that little bird is. And so it's tiny, so it looks fancy. You can put some, I don't know, creme fraiche on there and sprinkle some oregano, and it makes it look all nice. You know, so when they plate it, they put it there in that plate, then they do that weird thing with the sauce where they just, like, draw a design on the plate. You know, it's like it's a fancy place, a fancy place.
Would you eat squirrel?
Absolutely. I've eaten squirrel before.
Really? What's it taste like? Chicken?
It pretty much. It's a very lean meat. All right. Not a lot of fat on a squirrel, you know?
All right. I don't think I've ever had squirrel. I've not had too many exotic things that, well, I have, but they've all been in beef jerky form, which I'm not sure if that's really alligator or what.
Getting a lot of spices in on that. Here's the thing. You can chalk most things up to tasting like chicken. All right. Most things are. I mean, of course, there's certain things that I wonder, like, what does sloth meat taste like? Not like I'm going to go out there and choke out a sloth and eat them.
It's got to be off pretty close.
Right. I mean, it's all kind of the same thing.
It's not going to be far off from what you've had. Maybe, though. I don't know.
I remember reading this thing. So, you know, Darwin, right? The guy, the father of evolution, or at least the evolutionary, you know, theory that we know of it today. When he was at the Galapagos Islands doing his little studies, he ate every single animal he came across. Every single one.
Anything that he could find. Boom.
He's like, oh, there's an iguana. I'm going to eat it. Oh, there's a turtle. I'm going to eat it. Oh,
what do you think the most disgusting animal is?
That's a good question. It's going to be like something like a bottom feeder. Anything that's a bottom feeder.
Yeah, that's just eating dirt.
But
here's another thing. Pigs eat anything.
That's true.
Pigs will eat anything, but yet a pig tastes phenomenal.
However, pigs are still very clean animals, believe it or not. I know they roll around in the mud and everything, but when it comes, like a pig, it has its own little bathroom area, and then it goes and horses around. So, you know, I mean, I think pigs overall, I don't know. Yeah, I guess who's the first person looking at a pig, Mac? I bet you that thing,
like that thing
tastes great with eggs. But with everything we eat, though.
Plump with flavor, man.
Think about everything we eat. Who is the first person to look at a cow and be like, you know what? I'm gonna drink some of that. I bet you that's probably pretty good on some Frosted Flakes.
This is the first for everything.
A chicken. Like, the first thing is someone's like, all right, I know that just came out of that chicken's ass, but it's probably going to be pretty tasty. You know what I mean?
It looks good for breakfast.
I don't know. It's weird. So I said when I've had squirrel, it tasted pretty much like chicken. So who knows? I just want to be like, I want to show up at some fancy restaurant dressed as a mountain man with just a string of squirrels. And I just want to slap it down and be like, all right,
go cook these up. Go fry these up.
Here's your squirrel bounty for this week. And watch all these people. Oh, my God. Oh,
you're going to keep the hide, too, and wear it next time you come here.
You're damn right. I got some squirrel undies I made up from these. Fantastic. Anyway, so there you go. If you want to be fancy, eat squirrel. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.